All right, we're talking with Karen Cataline. Karen, on your website, you have so many great articles, as I've mentioned before. And one of them you talked about, I want to go back to one that you had mentioned regarding the Disney and the slippery slope of homosexuality, transgenderism. And you pointed this out. I thought this was really good. Your comment was, a sexually confused, emasculated population is much less likely to fight back against tyranny. I thought, that is really a classic statement. I think exactly right.
You know, masculinity has been under attack for decades, and they never retreat. They're not like the French, you know, they don't retreat. They only move forward. I remember in the 70s when they told women, no, you don't want Tom Selleck, you want Alan Alda. You know, and of course now Gone with the Wind is censored because, of course, they're not book burners at all. But, you know, most women who have any sense, and of course, but most women wanted Clark Gable. They didn't want Leslie Howard.
Yeah.
My God. And then after they got through emasculating men in the first round, then you remember they said a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And they've continued to demonize men in Hollywood in every aspect. And now we know, because now we're at the very much later stages in which they are more brazen than ever, where Black Lives Matter said that their real goal, and then they took it off their website, is to destroy the family. Well, they've been doing a terrific job of it. And it is not women who are any longer oppressed. It's men who have been made to be wimps. I don't want to go the route of Will Smith, but we figured out that Will Smith was merely playing a role of being a protector of his wife. It turns out that he was henpecked by his wife. And I learned late in life that a strong woman, and I don't mind telling you, I'm probably could be considered a strong woman, needs a strong and loving man. And it took me my husband is giving me the thumbs up.
That's great.
We were lied to. We were lied to again and again, and we're being lied to again. And unfortunately, it is obscene to maim and disfigure and create gender dysphoria in children for the purposes of emasculating them.
Right.
And this isn't even a black helicopter, you know, tinfoil hat kind of a theory. They really are doing that. The point, and I know I have to rush and fix it up here, not Russia, but rush and get to the point. The point is, we were told, again, I was in the theater. I have no problem with what adult people do that are consenting, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we were told that if we didn't accept gay marriage, if we didn't accept the entire leftist gay agenda, we were homophobic and we were intolerant. And people said, many Christians, you know, I'm not a Christian, happen to be a nice Jewish girl who's not so nice. we were told that it was absolute hateful to say that the gay agenda would eventually recruit and groom children into the gay lifestyle. Voila! What do we have today?
Here we are.
So we're now at the bottom of the slippery slope we were told didn't exist.
Well, you know, you mentioned Will Smith, and you have a little article about that as well. I just, you know, it's kind of interesting. You make some real good comments about it, and kind of, for one thing, we're having a hard time in our culture to define a woman. That's, of course, the Supreme Court nominee can't even define a woman. Now he's going to be, he's defending her honor. And it, just like you said, he was henpecked. It was just like, it's kind of a crazy situation.
Nothing is true as you're fed it by the media. Nothing. And isn't it easier to be a hypocrite and intellectually dishonest or intellectually lazy when you don't care that you're a hypocrite and you're intellectually lazy?
Right.
See, you know, that's the problem, is the radical left doesn't care what they said last Thursday, because this is what's true today.
Yeah.
First, women could be Navy SEALs. Now we're hothouse flowers all over again. Now we're hothouse flowers who we're going to celebrate, and I know everybody's saying this, but it doesn't matter. They don't hear us. And that is, this presidential potted plant Joe Biden announced in advance that he was going to nominate a black female Supreme Court justice supremely for the purpose of her being a female and black, but the woman he appointed cannot define what a woman is.
Isn't that crazy?
And worse, the worst thing of all, she's not sure there's natural rights. If that's so, doesn't that make slavery okay?
Yep, that's right. Exactly does. You know, if she doesn't believe in natural rights, then of course anything goes. As just depends upon how the culture pushes you, and that's where we're going to be.
Yeah, it really is heartbreaking. I mean, it would be funny if it weren't so serious and so sad.
Right.
And I guess I can only say with whatever minutes you have left that the good news is that evil thrives in darkness, and a bright light is being shined on an awful lot of it. And I don't think it just happened yesterday, but we are all being asked to stand up for what's good and decent, and that includes dissent.
Right.
I don't get to decide for you what's right for you. So why is it you get to tell me how to live?
You know, and before I let you go on that one, Karen, what do you think about, I mean, you have some material about censorship. We have a lot of censorship now taking place. And how do you see this playing out in America?
Well, I don't know. I'm watching it along with everyone else. I'm encouraged by Elon Musk, who I haven't followed him. But I guess we're going to need bigger billionaires who still remember what America is about and what America stands for, because we must use our voices as loudly as we can. You and I do. And many people have a much bigger sphere of influence than they think they do. And use it or lose it these days, you know.
Right.
Use your voice. The First Amendment will die, God forbid, if people do not use it. And the price for speaking out gets higher and higher if you comply and if you shut up. This is a very precarious time that we are in. And I think that they're finally seeing some pushback. Notice it's only one side that's trying to shut people down and tell them that there's only one way to think about everything.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't conservatives doing that.
Well, listen, Karen, before I let you go, I want you to tell people how to follow you, how to get to your material. And you have a lot of great, good stuff. And I want them to be able to follow you.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind, and it's a pleasure to be on your show. All they got to do is go to KarenCataline.com. Yes, my first name has been besmirched because I'm a middle-aged white woman who complains a lot, and the last name is Cataline, K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. Write me. I would love to hear from you. Or you could subscribe to my newsletter, and I put something out maybe once a week, top. And we all cannot allow ourselves to be divided right now, those who love liberty and freedom. That's all I'll say. And I say a lot, but I hope other people will be speaking up and speaking out.
Well, listen, Karen, it's great to have you, you know, and I want people to know that your website covers, and you personally cover the topics, all the topics of the day, whether it be COVID lockdowns, the Ukraine war, the midterm elections, slavery. You talk about censorship in America. You talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson, every cultural issue and every political issue, and you cover it with a lot of class and wit, and I really appreciate you for it. So I hope people go to that. So.
You're way too kind, but thank you very much, Bill.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
Well, listen, be careful as you drive on and tell your husband we said hello.
he says hello back.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll have you on again as ASAP.
All right. Anytime.
Okay, Karen. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.